You just hummed.
I did. I didn't know you were recording. I wanted to make sure the microphone was picking up.
Hum. Welcome to Kittens in a Bed, episode a million.
And five.
Today is the 6th of May.
Yeah.
And it's 8:47.
It is the day after Cinco de Mayo. Most of you are probably hungover.
Do people celebrate at all?
Did you see the bars down here yesterday?
That's true. It's when all the Irish bars stop being racist
and
for one day.
For a day.
And accept Spanish people.
Mexicans.
Mexicanos. Spanish-speaking people.
People of Mexican origin.
So, what were you talking about before we recorded? You said something about a...
Oh.
Tornadoes?
No, that cyclone. And,
there's no such thing as cyclone.
Shut up. Yeah, this was... The cyclone in Myanmar, I think is how you say it.
A cyclone is a person with one eye, right?
That's Cyclops.
Oh.
Like Leela from Futurama. She would be a Cyclops.
Cyclopians?
Yeah.
Alright,
this is a cyclone. Anyway, I'm probably pronouncing it...
What's the difference between a cyclone and a tornado?
I don't know.
One goes clockwise, the other goes counterclockwise.
One's as big as your mom. I don't know. I love you.
So what?
Tell me. Yeah, so anyway, there was this big cyclone in some Asian country. I cannot pronounce the name. I think it's Myanmar. I don't remember.
Okay, Malamar?
Yeah, Malamar.
Okay.
And today I was reading in the paper that Laura Bush scolded... Bush. That country's government for not being adequately prepared for this natural disaster. And I thought, you fucking bitch, your fucking husband pretty much destroyed New Orleans, but you're going to turn around and like put the blame on these people, you know?
I blame
like
someone.
We've got people in our own country that are still suffering from Katrina, and it's been like what, 2 years? Going on 2 years?
Yeah.
And she's got the right to...
She doesn't have any right.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's offensive, and really pissed me off.
I think we should kill her.
Oh my god, the FBI is listening. You can't say that.
I think we should kill Laura Bush.
Oh god. I do not know this man that I'm speaking with.
So
but no, doesn't that irritate you? You don't seem that slightly hypocritical?
Of course,
and obnoxious?
Yeah.
Oh, but your stance is, what are you going to do about it? Right?
She already said it. What can I do? Go back in time, tell her, don't say this.
You can go back in time, get on the Lost Island, go back in time, and bitch slap her in the face.
I would much rather go in a DeLorean with a flux capacitor inside, then go back and slap her if I wanted to.
Well, either way, that was just a little tidbit of news that really irritated me.
88 miles per hour! You're giving me a look that you want to slap me.
I do. I'd like to slap you.
All right. So I made a deal with my girlfriend sitting right here that we will watch the Indiana Jones movies before the new piece of shit comes out. So she can actually appreciate good movie making.
Before it's destroyed.
Before George
What's
Lucas.
What's the fourth one called? The Crystal Light Temple?
Yes.
Temple of Crystal Light.
Temple of Crystal Light. See, Indiana Jones, he's like old now, and all he wants is some freaking crystal light.
Yeah.
So he has to go to this temple and then get these crystal light packets.
And he's going to make some kick-ass sugar-free lemonade.
Yeah. No, I think it's like the kingdom of the crystal skulls or...
Crystal skulls. What the fuck is a crystal skull?
I don't know.
Other than a skull that is made of crystal.
I don't know. But we're going to watch the originals.
Mm-hmm. Which are what? The Temple of Doom?
No.
Raiders
of the Lost Ark is first, which is about when they find the Ark of the Covenant.
Right.
Second one.
Go ahead.
You were about to interrupt me.
Yes, I was, because I have something interesting to...
Second one is called the Temple of Doom. And that's where... You would love this, because you went to India, and they go to India, and you see all these little kids, and these little kids got taken away at night by these evil people, and then they take out their hearts and eat them.
Oh my god.
And then the third one, which is really good, you know, it's very rare to, like, I guess in the case of Indiana Jones and Star Wars, it's very rare that the last movie is, like, really good.
Mm-hmm.
But the last one was really good. It was called The Last Crusade. It should have ended it after that. But
was it about the Crusades?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's about,
I was joking.
The Holy Grail.
Oh. Can I buy that?
No. It's The Search for the Holy Grail, and Sean Connery plays... No. He never played Money Pony. He plays Indiana Jones' dad, and it's really good.
Oh, cool.
There's Nazis, just like...
And no Shia LaBeouf.
In the first one? No.
No Shia LaBeouf.
I don't think he was even born.
You know LaBeouf means the beef?
Yeah.
Shia, the beef.
I'm pretty beef myself.
You are, LaBeouf.
So what were you going to say? You were going to interrupt me when you mentioned the Ark of the Covenant.
Right. Breeders of the Lost Ark. Yes. That dude that his face melts.
Yeah.
That's Ronald Lacey, right?
That's me.
I have a picture of me with him when I was an infant. He's holding me.
Really?
I want to find it so we can post it. My dad used to work...
Face melter.
My dad used to work on the Hollywood studios, so yeah. He got to meet people.
Awesome.
It's pretty cool. Just throwing that in there.
Cool. If your face melted, what do you think it would feel like?
What would it feel like?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like, we have this thing that we do at school with the kids called Magic Mud.
So you're going to say, like, oh, we open the Ark of the Covenant and the face melts?
No, it's called Magic Mud, and all it is cornstarch and water. And okay. It's, when you pour it on the table, it's, like, solid. Right. But when you pick it up and touch it, it, like, melts.
Cool.
And then it drops back on the table and it's solid again. It's, like, really cool. So I think that is kind of, I think my face would feel like Magic Mud.
I think it would just, like, burn.
No, but didn't you see in the movie, like, it was all liquidy? It was, like, face was solid, and then it got liquidy. So right. It's, like, Magic Mud.
I think it would just burn, and, like, it would...
You would burn.
Turn into liquid.
You would burn.
It would be so hot. Yeah, so we're gonna... I mean, me and you are probably gonna go see it on opening day.
Yeah.
The new one.
With Joe and Arga.
Yeah, you gotta... I mean, look, you gotta see it.
Yeah.
Because it's Indiana Jones. Just like how you had to see all the... Star Wars.
I did prequels. Not see all the Star Wars prequels.
You didn't even see the original.
You're right. I have yet to finish the original Star Wars trilogy. But since I have you for a boyfriend, I'm sure that will be happening very soon.
Well, maybe after Indiana Jones.
Okay.
So, yeah. That's about it. How was your day?
Good? Yeah, we had a fire drill at school. Mm. And a lot of the kids in my class, if they did experience a fire drill before... Today, they forgot about it.
Uh-huh.
So we're outside on the playground, and there are these sprinklers, like, attached to the side of the school.
Right.
So, which I don't really understand, because if the fire is inside the building, why would you have sprinklers pouring outside?
Well, because what if the fire is so inside that it's outside?
Okay. So anyway, the fire dude
Think about that one, folks.
I am talking.
Okay.
The fire dude came... And he did a little fire alarm, and he turned on the sprinklers. And we knew what was going to happen, but we didn't know when. So all of a sudden, you hear, like, this loud ringing, and then the sprinklers go off outside. And there's water, like, pouring everywhere, and the kids are getting wet. Because they didn't realize they were standing right underneath it.
Oh.
And this little kid, Gabe, like, this, like, seriously,
yeah.
Shit his pants. Mm. Like, for real. Like, screaming.
For real shit his pants?
For real shit his pants.
What did you do with the shitty pants?
Well, we changed them.
Oh.
But... After the fire drill, we changed them.
Right.
But he was really scared. He, like, jumped 20 feet, screaming and crying, running around in circles. He was trying to hide.
Did he literally jump 20 feet? Because that kid's awesome. He should play some basketball. But you'd have to worry about him shitting his pants every time he jumped.
So anyway, the kids were just really scared, and it was pretty funny. And then my coworker decides to take them, like, instead of just taking them down the stairs to get out,
right.
She takes them through, like, this fucking blocked off side area because she didn't want to get wet. And she's, like, climbing over things with the kids, and I'm like, dude, this is not safe or professional, right. So I just took the two kids that I had, and I ran through the sprinkler, and we got a little wet, but it's just fucking water.
Yeah.
Whatever. But we're almost hitting the 10-minute mark, and I know how we have to be exactly on the 10-minute mark.
Because last time, we're the time right when we were
we went over, and now we can't upload.
Yeah. We can upload, but you just can't view it on the fucking website.
Right.
That sucks.
So 10 minutes and under, we can post it on the Tumblr page.
Right.
So we're going to end now.
All right, Dope Cheese.
Oh. No, Dope Cheese.
Sorry, wrong
Fuck
podcast.
You. That's the other podcast, you bitch.
All right, I love you.
I love you. Vote Obama.
So we just stop with that.
But I love Obama.